So, here's a question. If you've been doing something for 30 years straight, but that something is somewhat ridiculous, is the anniversary cause for celebration or for lament? Next Sunday, I'll hop into my car, drive to a spacious ranch house in glamorous Freehold, New Jersey. It is the abode of my friend Jim Lee, who also happens to be the owner and skipper of the Freeholders, a fantasy baseball juggernaut that has ruled the Dirty Laundry Rotisserie Baseball League for the last decade, the way Michael Jordan's Bulls used to rule the NBA. This will mark the 30th consecutive year that I've made this springtime trek to a sacred ritual, the annual player auction of the Dirty Laundry League. If anyone is keeping track, but why would they? They could confirm my suspicion that our fantasy baseball league is one of the oldest in America, one of few with a 30-year run of holding our annual drafts together in the flesh. What in the world am I talking about, you ask? Rotisserie baseball is the original pure analog version of the fantasy sports craze. Now the concept has spread to multiple sports and spawned a $4 billion industry. As befitting guys with gray hair, paunches, and married children, the franchise owners of the Dirty Laundry League rock it old school. We play by the original rotisserie rules. We still pick our teams the hard, fun way, through a boisterous in-person player auction. You have a budget of $260 to obtain 23 players, 14 hitters, and 9 pitchers. When the league started in 1985, most of us worked in newspapers, had all our hair, and actually left the floor when we played hoops. This is the third house that has hosted draft day. Over the years, divorces claimed the first two. And those newspaper jobs, mostly gone with the summer wind. The league has lasted long enough to spawn generations. Two sons of original owners, kids who used to crawl around at our feet during draft day, now run teams. So does my son-in-law. One thing never changes. Freaking Jim Lee always does the best job on draft day. He's won 3 of the 4 last pennants. That used to be me, the guy whose team was a perennial contender. Lately, though, my boys, the Hard Knocks, have hit hard times. But this year, I've got lots of great young pitching. If I can add a bopper or two on draft day, this could be the Knocks year. I can just feel it. Let's play fantasy ball. I'm Chris Cetullo.